I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office released a statement in the early hours of Sunday saying that Israel was waiting to deliver the 620 Palestinian prisoners and detainees, quote, until the release of the next hostages has been assured and without the humiliating ceremonies, unquote. Some in Israel believe Netanyahu is, quote unquote, playing with fire. Limor is a university lecturer in criminology.
I think it's a risky step. And I'd rather not be in this position right now. Just release those terrorists and let the hostages, all of them, come back right now.
UN officials have said that Hamas, which has been designated by the U.S. as a terror group, went against international law when they show hostages on stage in ceremonies because they were not respectful. West Bank residents like Mazen Bakri are disappointed but not surprised. They don't want the families of the Palestinian prisoners to feel the joy. They want to torture them. They want to deprive them joy. Israel and Hamas have frequently accused each other of violations since the ceasefire started on January 19th. But it has so far continued to hold. German voters are choosing their new government in an election dominated by worries about the years-long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy, pressure to curb migration, and growing uncertainty over the future of Ukraine and Europe's alliance with the United States. The center-right opposition is favored to win, while polls point to the strongest result for a far-right party since World War II. Daniel Hoffman is voting. I think that's a civic duty, and right now we are living in very uncertain times, and we need clear government relations and also a change, a transformation. The results of the election will be central to determining the continent's response to the challenges of the coming years, including the Trump administration's confrontational foreign and trade policy. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people gathered on the outskirts of Beirut on Sunday to pay their respects to Hezbollah's slain leader Hassan Nasrallah, nearly 5 months after he was killed in an Israeli airstrike in a stunning blow to the Iran-backed group. His official funeral was delayed, allowing time for the withdrawal of Israeli forces from South Lebanon under the terms of the U.S.-backed ceasefire, which ended last year's war. Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem said the group would keep following the path of slain Chief Hassan Nasrallah on Sunday during a televised speech broadcast at his massive funeral. We will uphold trust and walk on this path. We will uphold your will. The funeral was also being held for Hasham Safieddine, who led Hezbollah for a week after Nasrallah's death. He was killed in an Israeli strike before he had been publicly announced as Nasrallah's successor. Vatican says Pope Francis is still in critical condition, battling double pneumonia, but had a tranquil night, was alert, and had rested after a respiratory crisis and blood transfusions the previous day. A Vatican official who did not wish to be named because he was not authorized to speak about the Pope's condition said the Pope was receiving oxygen as needed but was breathing unaided. Meanwhile, faithful from around the world continue to send their prayers. Normando Bezerra is from Brazil.
The voice of the Pope is so important that the moment. The world is full of hatred, and he's a voice of love. He echoes what Christ told us 2,000 years ago. So we need him a lot, and we hope that he will be healthy very soon.
The Pope was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on February 14th after experiencing difficulty breathing for several days and subsequently had pneumonia diagnosed in both lungs. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday that Russia launched more than 200 drones in an overnight attack, the largest of the war, as he condemned Russia's aerial terror and called for unity among Ukraine's allies. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer spoke about Britain's solidarity with Ukraine against Russia at the Scottish Labour Conference on Sunday.
After everything that they have suffered, after everything that they have fought for, there can be no discussion about Ukraine without Ukraine. And the people of Ukraine must have a long-term secure future.
Kyiv and its European allies have been unnerved by U.S. President Donald Trump verbally attacking Zelensky last week, as well as by a meeting between U.S. and Russian delegations in Riyadh, to which Ukraine was not invited. The leaders of France and Britain are making tag-team visits to Washington this week. It's part of European efforts to persuade President Donald Trump not to abandon Ukraine in pursuit of a peace deal in the three-year-old war with Russia. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.